Gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is great to be here today. We broadcast each and every weekday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Global Star Radio Network. We have live video on YouTube as well as simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. We got a fantastic show lined up for you tonight. We have a few guests coming in, a new debut guest, as well as James Wesley Rawls, who will be with us in the final hour. Our 8 o'clock guest is James Earls, and you can go to his website at jameseearls.com. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to get into tonight. Lots of news going on, important information we're going to cover in this first half hour, and possibly my sister Jackie might be joining us in this first half hour if she can make it back to the studio on time. We're going to start out tonight, and just to let you know, portions of tonight's program are brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We will have more on that later, but look at those steaks if you're watching on YouTube. That looks delicious. I want to thank everybody for their prayers and their messages of support. Yesterday, my father came on and explained what happened to his wife, Renee. She had to have surgery a few nights ago. She's doing well. She's recovering nicely, still at the hospital, but everything looks good. I want to thank you guys very much for all the support and all the prayers. We've been receiving a lot of messages, and that is very, very kind. We're going to start jumping right into the news with what Trump said today and about the Paris Climate Accord, the USA pulling out of the 2015 Paris Climate Deal, and we're going to cover that and some of the reaction to that, which is, sad and humorous all at the same time, as well as, I don't know how many people saw this, but 2017 Bilderberg is underway, and what is different about this year, we will find out. The Bilderberg meeting is in Virginia this year. Every year they meet in different locations. I think in 2008, during the presidential race, when Obama and Hillary were running against each other for the Democratic nomination, they held the Bilderberg meeting in the same location in Chantilly, Virginia. And this is, the meeting was kicked off today again in Chantilly, Virginia. And you have the, global power brokers, or the elites of the world of, politics, business, the economy, and much more. But what's interesting about this year's Bilderberg, and each year they release to the public a list of what they're going to talk about, this year is different. InfoWars has a good story that summarizes what is going on with these power brokers, and their agenda seems specifically geared toward ending Trump's presidency, undermining him at every turn and at any chance they get. This article from InfoWars: exclusive Bilderberg schemes to overthrow Trump. Elites begin effort to reverse America First revolution and Brexit. And just a few words from the article. Sources close to the elitist Bilderberg group conference tell InfoWars that globalists see their agenda as being in deep trouble, and that Donald Trump poses a dangerous risk to the international order and must be brought to a heel or turfed out of office. Over the years, InfoWars has developed sources close to the conference who feed them information ahead of time as to the real agenda behind the scenes, not just the vague list of topics released officially to the media by Bilderberg. And this is one area where InfoWars and Alex Jones do a great job on. They've been covering Bilderberg on scene, for at least a decade now, and they had this on their radar before most people really knew what it was, before it was thrust out into the mainstream. And their sources always seem to be accurate with exactly what it is that is being talked about behind closed doors and the agendas that these globalists are trying to push. Now, you know, what's interesting about Bilderberg and the meetings like this, whether it's the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, any type of these think tanks where the unelected power brokers of the world meet to formulate agendas, furthering their plans that are oftentimes contrary and even against the laws and direction of America and its constitution. So it's no surprise, as we have seen the global pushback against Trump and the Trump administration, it is no surprise that these globalists are going to do everything they can to try to derail Trump and his agenda. Now, where this article about Bilderberg intersects with the Paris Climate Agreement is here as follows. With the U.S. About to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, Trump is dangerously obsessed with derailing the current world order, according to one Bilderberger, a fear that has intensified since Trump chided world leaders at the G7 summit last week. Now, I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more about what is going on behind the scenes at Bilderberg, but that takes us to the Paris Climate Agreement. And Trump made some statements today while he was in Pennsylvania. I represent the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. As Trump pulls out of the U.S. climate accord, saying it is a foreign attempt to seize American jobs and American wealth, and is immediately attacked by Obama. Sorry for the little glitch there. We have studio dog fights ongoing, and they bumped into the camera. But yeah, then as Trump announced that he was withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord, which is absolutely the right thing to do, it was one of his campaign promises, the backlash started to pile in by the former President Obama, by Hillary Clinton, by many others. People are even saying that because Trump pulled out of this climate deal, that millions of people are going to die. It's that serious. It seems like everything Trump does, you know, the repeal of Obamacare, oh, it's going to kill millions of people. The removal of from the U.S. to this Paris climate deal, oh, it's going to kill tons of people. Even the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you can, anymore, it's so easy to spot bias in the media. And I just want to read the first few sentences of this article because it points out the level of insanity that these people are operating under, this delusion that they're operating under. This is from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This is today. President Donald Trump said Thursday he would withdraw from the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, striking a major blow to worldwide efforts to combat climate change and distancing the country from many allies abroad. He said the U.S. would try to renegotiate re-entry on better terms. As of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord, Trump said during the White House meeting at the Rose Garden, suggesting renegotiating reentry was not a major priority, but went on to say, if we can, great, if we can't, that's fine. Now, here's where the article gets interesting. By abandoning the world's chief effort to slow the tide of planetary warming, Trump fulfilled a top campaign pledge, but he was also breaking from many America's staunchest allies who have expressed alarm about the decision. The article goes on to point out that when Donald Trump says that he represents the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris, the president said during his speech, Allegheny County was won by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Clinton in Pittsburgh gathered 114,000 votes, while Trump only won 31,000. So the paper here is trying to make the case that even though Trump's saying he represents the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris, they're trying to say that, well, he doesn't represent the citizens of Pittsburgh either, because the Pittsburgh and the county that they're located in, Allegheny County, had voted for Hillary Clinton with the popular vote, and she gained almost three times more votes than Donald Trump. Anyway, the article goes on to talk about the Obama. Under former President Obama, the U.S. has agreed to reduce carbon emissions by 26% to levels of 2005, about 1.6 billion tons. But Trump said the agreement disadvantaged the U.S. to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American businesses and taxpayers to absorb the cost. And that's very true. All this global warming, climate change, carbon tax stuff is a big, it's a big theft of wealth from people. It is trying to implement taxes to with the stated purpose of reducing carbon emissions. Somehow paying more money or taxing the people more is supposed to reduce carbon emissions. But the article goes on, and I'll finish after this point. Scientists say the Earth is likely to reach more dangerous levels of warming sooner as a direct result of the president's decision to pull out of this climate accord. You heard that right. The Earth is likely to reach more dangerous levels of warming sooner as a result of the president's decision to leave because of America contributes so much to rising temperatures. Calculations suggest withdrawal could result in emissions of up to 3 billion tons of additional carbon dioxide in the air a year, enough to melt ice sheets faster, rise sea levels, and trigger more extreme weather. The article goes on to talk about how many people are going to die because Donald Trump's action to put American workers first and put America first. Anyways, that's from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And even Mayor de Blasio, mayor of New York City, if you want to hear some more insanity, he says, de Blasio doubles down on Paris Climate Pact as Trump prepares the ditch deal. President Trump may plan to pull out of the Paris Accord on climate change, but New York City won't. Mayor de Blasio will sign an executive order later this week to maintain the city's agreement to the International Pact to fight climate change, he announced Wednesday during a press conference in Red Hook. If cities and towns and countries and states all over the country step up and agree to abide by the Paris Agreement, we can forestall the worst. We can stop what President Trump is about to do from having the devastating effect on our own people. So de Blasio says he's going to issue an executive order to keep New York City in the Paris Climate deal. The Paris Climate Deal is a treaty. It has to be ratified by the Senate before it even takes effect in this country. I don't know. He's the mayor of the city. He has to be smarter than this. He can't issue an executive order binding himself to an international agreement at the cost of the own laws of his state and his country to a treaty that hasn't even been ratified by the Senate. It's not even an accepted agreement. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit here. Jackie has made it into the studio, and she wants to come on and join us. What do you got going on?
I don't know. I came late, so I don't know what I missed. I don't know what you said.
I was just talking about some of the news of the day from the...
I mean, did you, like, give any... Did you talk about, like, anything that's going on with the family or anything?
I just thank people for the prayers and the messages of support and just basically said that she's still in the hospital and she's recovering though. But go ahead and give
she
us an
update. No, yeah, I was going to say basically the same thing. Sorry if I look like a hot mess because I was there all day today. I don't know what I look like. Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty bad.
You look fine.
Anyways, yeah, no, she's doing good. She's doing a lot better than what she was. But yeah, thanks for all your messages and kind words and stuff. It means a lot because I don't know. I mean, like 99.99% of you guys don't know me, but I'm a very, very emotional person. Just ask Eric. I cry at everything. There was this boy on Ellen the other day who won a lifetime supply of cheese balls, and I started crying for...
Wait, what?
There was a kid on Ellen the other day who was like...
Oh, Ellen. Okay.
Ellen, yeah.
You watch that?
I mean, it was on, so I was watching it. It was like this genius 4-year-old boy who like could point to... Or like name any state, and he could point to a spot on the state, and that's where the capital would be. Like, he was genius. Anyways, but his favorite snack was cheese balls, so Ellen gave him a lifetime supply of cheese balls, and I started crying. So, I never used to be like that. I used to be totally, like, cold-hearted.
That's pretty funny.
Never cried. First time I watched Passion of the Christ, I didn't cry, but now you show it to me now, don't even come near me because I will bawl my eyes out. But anyways, so yeah, I was reading all these messages from you guys and I was like tears everywhere. So thank you guys for everything. It really does mean a lot, and I know it means a lot to my mom and to my dad. But yeah, everything's doing good, going great. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you've been, if she's up and about, able to read or not, if we've shared any of the nice
yep.
messages that we've gotten. But that does always help. And, I mean, it's big to have that support system of people praying for you and sending you messages of support. Because believe it or not, even scientific studies show that people who are sick, who have cancer, whatever the case may be, when you have when you yourself pray, and I believe this is true with surgeries, people who pray before surgery have a 23% better success rate or less complications. The bottom line is the studies prove or show a direct correlation from prayer to better results, whether it's for recovery or for less complications. And to have a support group or a group of people out there who are constantly keeping you in your prayers, a lot of times the people don't see the results of what it is they're praying for, but they do work, and we appreciate that so much. Jackie, is there anything else you wanted to get into while you're here? I thought when you said you were going to come on, I thought you had
nothing fancy, nothing in particular. What do I think about the Trump head? Eric, do you really want to get into this?
What's the Trump head?
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. Folks,
why?
I don't know if you saw Kathy Griffin, a comedian, kind of raunchy, I guess did some stuff on New Year's Eve on CNN every year, was photographed in an ISIS-style, ISIS-themed picture holding a mock decapitated head of Donald Trump. She has been let go by CNN, and I think the only thing she did there was the New Year's celebration or whatever you call it. And she's also lost endorsements from and jobs from a few, I think it's casinos that she appears in when she does her comedy routine. What do you think about it, Jackie? Do you think it's a freedom of speech issue? Do you think that...
Well...
She should have had her endorsements pulled or should have been fired for that?
I think it's awful. I think it's absolutely awful. It's not the fact that it's even Donald Trump, it's the fact that it's anybody. I think it's terrible to claim that murder can be justified. You know?
Well, yeah, yeah.
And I think another really, really bad part about it is the fact that President Trump's 11-year-old son saw it and thought it was real.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that yesterday.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm sure you haven't read some of the things that people have written about his son, but they're very cruel.
Yes.
Usually the president's family, or politicians in general, their families are off limits, at least when it comes to if it's just reporting, some matter of fact, that's different. But when the family's brought in to be slandered or defamed or mocked or made fun of, that's usually a no-go zone when it comes to the media. And it's pretty much an unspoken rule, an unwritten rule. But that seems to... All the rules seem to have gone out the window under Trump and the media and how there's... I don't want to say so mean, but they are... they're vicious, and it's a new level of hate. It's a new level of insanity, and it's not just the media. We continue to see this rise of evil from the brainwashed masses of people out there, and this is going to increase as we continue to move. A lot of people believe we're in the end times. A lot of people believe that these are the last days that the Bible talks about, and I would agree with that. We don't know when the end will be. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 300 years. But as that day and as this time grows closer, the level of evil that is going to be manifesting from people is going to continue to increase. We see it already with the rhetoric and politics. But today in the studio here, we were reading a story before the show about some 16-year-old girl who stole the machete from Walmart, got into an Uber car, and then hacked the driver to death from the back seat. Some 16-year-old girl. And it was a completely random act of unprovoked violence. This is the kind of evil that we are going to be contending with. And just imagine, there's going to be a time sooner than later when most people who are not believers in God are going to be wholly turned over to this evil, and this will be the norm. And it's, you know, we see the writing on the wall as we draw closer each and every day. But yeah, that's crazy that his son thought that was actually him. I haven't taken a good look at the picture.
I mean, do you remember when you were 11 years old?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What if you saw your dad on TV, like, in somebody's, like, his head in somebody's hands?
Yeah, that would be crazy. But my grandfather, he died when I was 12 years old. And I remember that, you know, how sad that was. And it was a death from cancer. And I was fortunate enough not to have gone through anybody close to me or related to me go through any type of violent death. But yeah, that would be traumatizing. Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine being a parent and having that happen to where your kid was, you know, believed you were dead, not only died, but was murdered, and somebody was holding your head for a picture on TV. That would be horrific.
I don't remember when I was 11 years old.
No?
No. I don't even... I was fifth grade? Does that sound right? I was 10.
Yeah, about right. Fourth, fifth
grade. I'm about to show my age here. I was 10 when September 11th happened. That was in fourth grade. I remember that. So I was in fifth grade when I was 11.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I remember getting yelled at by my teachers, but that's about it.
I know we only have a few minutes left before the break. I'm ready to tell a story from being that age, something that dad did to us as a joke. And I might as well tell it since we're coming up on the break. I think it was right around Halloween, and it was me and my brother Josh and dad and Renee, and we were at the house over on Brown Avenue there way back when. And we're all sitting around, and I think it was a weekend. We're watching TV, and all of a sudden this newscast comes on about how aliens or UFOs were spotted, and they believe they landed in some random town. And then it shows the, you know, some footage of the ships in the air. And, you know, we're kids, so we're sitting there and we're looking, and, you know, is this real? Is this real? And they're, oh my goodness, they're acting all surprised and, you know, helping us to buy into this story. And then, you know, they cut back to the newscaster and they're talking about aliens and the history of aliens and the possibilities of why they would be there.
Freaking
and
love aliens.
They come back to this town where these aliens supposedly landed, and the town is completely empty. And long story short, our parents got us all freaked out. They put a tape in when we weren't looking and made us believe we were watching actual news footage.
Was it the I know what you're talking about. Is it the green tape or the green?
I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
But for, you know, I don't know, in my mind, for almost an hour, a half hour, we were freaking out under the impression that we were being invaded by aliens. I remember I was so freaked out, I went and grabbed the Bible that was on the bookcase and just held it because being so confused and you know, frightened. But I mean, that was a good prank. I remember that. I remember it. I can picture it in my mind like I'm watching a movie, sitting there watching that footage. But
was it the one where, like, the alien was...
There was no aliens. They didn't show any aliens.
Oh, they didn't?
It was just the impression that of a... Or they showed, like, a UFO thing, and then they just showed what they believed to be was the results of these aliens coming, which were people vanishing, you know, things being destroyed, stuff like that. And it was just... It was a good joke. When I have kids, I might.
We're thinking of two different movies. I'll have to show you the one I'm thinking of.
You'll have to ask Dad which one it is, because I'm sure he knows. He might even still have the tape. But no, we were talking about Donald Trump's kid and having to witness or see, you know, the mock killing and beheading of his father and how much that terrifies him. Yeah, that's absolutely uncalled for. And, you know, as far as her getting fired and losing endorsements, I'm surprised that she didn't gain endorsements by her actions with the hatred for Trump and his agenda that we see in this country. You know, we've seen that Milo Yiannopoulos made some comments that were taken out of context years ago and that had gotten him fired as the editor of Breitbart. There has been, you know, we see the media attacks against Sean Hannity and other people who, so even Tom Brady. Tom Brady was friends with Donald Trump before he became president. And in some statement he made after the election, Tom Brady said, yeah, I support Donald Trump. He's a friend of mine. And the left had taken him to task. They're calling for his endorsements to be pulled. And Brady's probably the best football player in the NFL right now. Possibly, you know, the best quarterback ever. That's neither here nor there. But these people have been going after any and everybody who supports Trump or his agenda by calling them racist, by having their endorsements pulled, by, you know, attacking their sponsors. Then we have the other side, the people who are attacking Trump. You know, Stephen Colbert made that dirty joke about Donald Trump that caused a lot of uproar with people. And the FCC said that they were not going to do anything to Stephen Colbert. It was a tasteless joke, but, you know, it is covered under the freedom of speech. But the whole point of me saying all that was to say that it's good to finally see people being made to be held accountable when they do things that are way out of line, unprofessional, and downright brutal. I mean, that's a horrible thing to show the president's head being decapitated and holding it like an ISIS soldier and expect no consequences.
Has he made any comments about it? Do you know?
I don't know. That's a good question. We should check his Twitter feed, because if he has, I'm sure they are up there on Twitter.
Did you hear about Kofefe?
No. Jackie, we're up against the break, folks. We'll be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, Blue Week Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perata's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. We have an interesting half hour coming up, an interesting segment coming up. We're going to be joined by a few people from Portable Solar, PortableSolarLLC.com, and we are going to get into topics about energy conservation and efficiency.
Doug Hagman here for Omaha Steaks. Dads love steak. I love steak. Who doesn't love a great steak, especially on the grill? Folks, have we got a deal for you? Actually, Omaha Steaks has a deal for you. I got this last Father's Day. Oh, was this fabulous. Well, we've got the perfect Father's Day gift. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited time Father's Day package. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter HH in the search bar to apply the savings. Guys, oh, can you smell it on the barbecue? Omaha Steaks offers everything your dad or that guy in your life or hey, even the woman in your life, your family could want for grilling needs. The best cuts of beef, even bison from the Golden Plains, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, vegetables. My goodness, why Omaha Steaks? Well, they've got the highest quality cuts and one-of-a-kind flavor. They're certainly convenient. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. The beef is aged 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the various cuts. It's hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed. You're going to love getting this. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited-time offer. Giving a limited-time offer to listeners of the Hagman and the Hagman Report for Father's Day. This is really an amazing deal. You can get 80%, that's right, 80% off Omaha Steaks. Father's Day package that includes, now listen to what this includes, two tender, mild filet mignons, but the taste is so fabulous. Can you taste it yet? I bet you can. Two bold, beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks. Those are really good. Everything is good, actually. Four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, and they are great. Four award-winning gourmet jumbo Franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs. Oh, love those meatballs. A pound, that's right, a pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. You're going to want more. Guarantee it. One Omaha steak seasoning packet to make it all just separate the flavors from the rest. Plus, get four additional burgers free. Again, get this limited time package for only $49.99. That's under $50. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type HH in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. It's just that simple. It's that easy. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in HH in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up that grill.
All right. We have a few guests coming up this segment from PortableSolarLLC.com. We're going to get into, again, energy efficiency, energy sources, water sources, different ways and systems that we are able to harness the energy that is available all around us. There's ways to become more efficient. I don't know how about you guys, but my electric and my gas bills, sometimes, I mean, they get out of hand, and it's not like I got, it's not like I'm running a bunch of stuff all the time. It's just from everyday use, from, lighting rooms to cooking to heating your water. And I could always find way or need, I need to find ways, and I would always use the information to cut down those costs as best as I can. In the winter, a lot of times I'll put the plastic up on the windows to keep the heat from escaping. But we're going to get into some interesting stuff here on ways that maybe are even outside of the box, and other ways to harness energy to make it more efficient and effective. Joining us, are they both on, Eric? Is Bonna on? Tom? I thought you gave me the thumbs up. Oh. Tom. Mr. Brennan, are you there? Well, we will. It seems that there's some audio issues. We will get those fixed. What's up? Oh, you were on air. I didn't know you were jumping in.
Am I?
I don't know. I don't know. Tom Brennan from Portable Solar LLC is our guest. He is on with us just trying to figure out the audio issue. Tom, can you hear me? I just heard some crackling. Anyway, folks, go to PortableSolarLLC.com. They have the SolArc solar generators there. They're EMP hardened. They're very quiet. You don't even know they're there. It pays for itself with the money that you save from your electricity. It's off the grid ready, and it can be scalable to your needs. When you go to the website, PortableSolarLLC.com, you can check out all these different appliances and items that we use on a daily basis, and how the SolArc can power all of your essential appliances and devices with the solar-generated technology. Excuse me. And we are trying to bring them on. I see the lights back on. Tom, are you there? All right, Eric, maybe we can just have them connect with the hard line if we're having problems. Don't want to run out the clock on their time trying to get their audio situation fixed. But you just give me the cue when we know we got them for sure. I'm going to get into some more news, because there is a lot more about the climate change agreement and Bilderberg I'd like to get into. Obviously, if you were listening to the first part of the show, Trump has removed the USA from the Paris Climate Accord. And that was one of his campaign promises. It was something that he was expected to do, to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. But the backlash is where the real story is. We have backlash from former President Obama. We have backlash from the media. Even Hollywood is ripping Trump over the Paris Agreement exit. This from Breitbart.com. Hollywood's biggest stars took to social media Wednesday to respond harshly to news that President Trump has decided to withdraw the U.S. from the Obama-era Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump seemed to affirm the reports, tweeting Wednesday that his announcement was imminent. Now, there are actors in Hollywood and who are also climate change activists. One example is activist Mark Ruffalo saying, "Trump will have the death of the whole nation on his hands if he decides to pull out of the U.S. agreement. If this is true, he will have the death of the whole nation on his hands. People will be looking to the USA for retribution for what they lose." And if you go to Breitbart.com, you can read more reactions from the Hollywood left. Also, what else was interesting, some other people who chimed in on this issue were the tech giants and social media giants, Facebook, Twitter. 25 U.S. companies, including Apple, Facebook, and Google, have written a letter to Trump imploring him not to withdraw from the climate accord. Now, we know that he has already pulled out of this deal, or this climate accord. So some of the headlines they're talking from yesterday, where he announced he was going to but had not done so yet. This from NBC News: President Trump's threats to back out of the Paris Climate Accord have revealed what is perhaps an unlikely foe, big business who may hate uncertainty more than regulation. Yeah, I doubt that. 25 U.S. companies have signed a letter that will appear Thursday in full-page ads in Washington, D.C., editions of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, exhorting the president not to exit the Paris Agreement, as he teased he might do on a tweet on Wednesday. The companies include Apple, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, Facebook, Google, Levi's, and many others. "Climate change presents both business risks and business opportunities," the letter reads, saying that the Paris Agreement's stable and practical framework creates jobs and reduces competitive imbalances by requiring coordinated global action from developed and developing countries alike. So we have these big tech companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, all urging the president not to back out. And now that he has backed out, we are seeing the backlash from many on the left, many in Hollywood, and, you know, the regular enemies of Trump who continue to tear him apart at every decision he makes. And reading on into the letter, we have a very clear understanding that governments, successive governments, will continue to act consistently with certain policies set that we believe in. They're basically saying that he needs to, as a president, honor the deal that Obama wanted to enter into with this Paris Agreement. You know, one thing that's not talked about when we're dealing with these international treaties, specifically relating to climate change, they talk about the harmful effects of carbon dioxide. Now, many of you know the science behind carbon dioxide. It's stuff you learn in elementary school. With plants, the photosynthesis, carbon dioxide is used to create oxygen. And for some reason, these people believe that the carbon output, the increases of carbon output, have affected the climate so much that it has actually warmed the climate. But many people don't talk about, you know, natural occurring carbon dioxide like volcanoes. One major volcano eruption has more carbon dioxide output, you know, than about 10 years of the world we live in today's output. So it makes little sense that this is something that they can actually control, or that they believe is, it's something that they can control. If you look in, 10,000 years ago, 13,000 years ago, that was the last ice age. You had glaciers of ice covering, you know, half of the world, pretty much. This is when there was no technology. There was no, you know, carbon emissions. Somehow all that ice melted, and we are in, this period we are in now. Many people say when the dinosaurs were around, the carbon was really high. That led to thriving plant life and animal life. But scientists, when it comes to global warming, have been caught, you know, destroying the numbers, manipulating and manufacturing fake evidence that, you know, somehow this is leading to the destruction of our environment and our world. And then people like Standeo, who point out that it's not just the Earth that is involved in changing climate or temperatures, it is the all the planets in the solar system, and it is directly due to the sun. Nothing that us humans can do, whether it's carbon emissions or otherwise, is not really affecting our atmosphere or our planet at all. It is the sun that controls the weather of the solar system. But we can get into the sciences of that later. Do we have Tom? We got Tom. Do we have Bonna? All right.
No, she's not here. Just me.
Tom, welcome to the Hagman Report.
Thanks. I'm one of the engineering managers here.
Okay. Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you give us a little introduction about the company and some of what you guys do?
Well, our company is a veteran-owned small business, and what we do is a bunch of engineers got together, and we build EMP protected solar systems for people to install, or for small companies and including government.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are skeptical of solar products, not because that they've tried them and have not been successful in using them. You know, but we've heard so much, especially during the Obama administration, where you had these companies like Solyndra getting, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in money, and you know, only to fail. And then you have, you know, the talking about how solar and other natural energy sources are too expensive to run properly. How does the how does this work? How do you guys make this work efficiently?
So there should be some skepticism that people should have, because there were some big advantages taken by a few companies. Also, a lot of solar salespeople, 99% of the systems that get installed and sold to people are what we call grid tie systems, and they don't have any batteries. They don't work when the grid goes down. So your solar panels become useless as an off-grid power source when there is no grid. And our business is trying to get people and governments prepared against, you know, cyber attack and EMP and solar flares. So, and then there's some other types of businesses out there that do a lot of marketing, where they try and sell you this little, really small little solar panel system, and it only costs a couple $1,000s or less, but it won't do the very basics, which we consider refrigeration. You need a source of water for preparedness. You need a source of food preservation. And that for a refrigerator requires about 2 solar panels or 500 watts of solar panels to run on an off-grid mode. So we try and educate a lot. We have a lot of educational videos on our website, Portable Solar LLC. We also do a lot of EMP testing. One of our engineers used to do that for the government. So we just try and educate you on, get a battery-based system, get a system that's going to work when the grid goes down, get a system that reduces your energy bills and is powerful enough and expandable enough to run the critical things in your house.
Yeah, and on the website I saw, I want to say it's a great job, whoever did your website. I like it a lot. I think it looks very good. And scrolling down a little bit, you have a comment on here. Sol Arc powers all your essential appliances, and you have air conditioners, fans, computers, washer, dryer, refrigerator, and whatnot. The product that you sell, is it one size fits all? Is it? Can you break down for us the different things that you do offer?
Sure. We sell one basic system that is scalable from 3 panels to 15 solar panels, and anywhere from 4 batteries to 16 batteries. It's the same system. So that covers one size fits most. Some people have more than one system, and sometimes we don't scale up. We're not going to be able to run your whole house. People should understand that to run your whole home AC unit requires, if it's a 3-ton unit, requires 36 panels and 36 batteries, the size of a boat size battery, and that's really not cost effective. We're mainly focused on the critical appliances and being able to save them from a cyber attack and EMP.
Okay, let's talk about the EMP a little bit. So what you're saying is that your solar generated system is EMP proof. Can you explain how that works?
I wouldn't say EMP proof. It is what we call EMP hardened, so it's designed to withstand an EMP while it's in use. And EMP proof, it's like what. When you say a watch is water resistant, it's resistant to a certain level, and we've tested up to 50 kilovolts per meter and a little bit above that. So when we say it's EMP hardened to a certain level, certainly wouldn't survive a nuclear bomb right over it. So, but anyway, we provide EMP suppressors for the appliances. We provide EMP suppressors for the solar panels. We try and educate you, and some people think that everything electronic in your household will, or in your person, everything electronic will die if an EMP goes off. And that's actually not true. A lot of small electronics, and we have test videos on our website and YouTube channels, where we show that a lot of small electronics actually live and survive an EMP blast. But a lot of things that are plugged into the grid, which is most of the critical things that we use, because they have long wires attached to them, they act like antennas, and they get damaged by the E1 and the E2 and the E3 waves. So it destroys the power supplies.
Okay.
And that's what we try and stop.
All right. And, I apologize for framing it and saying it's EMP-proof, EMP-hardened. Though that's that would be a big help if we ever, found ourselves in that situation. Tom, I want to talk a little bit about energy efficiency. And I was, while we were bringing you on, I was explaining how I would love for my electric bill, my gas bill, to be a lot lower than what it is every month. Anywhere from 180 to 220 a month I'm paying for electric. And it's not like I even use that much you know, we don't keep lights on around the house. The your product, what if I were to, while things are good, you know, we still have electricity, everything's running as normal. If I were to buy your solar system and in order to hook it up, what appliances or what would be the best way to save money on the electric bill by using your product?
Well, it'll do that automatically for you every day. It'll reduce. First, it saves you money by about two-thirds of the people who purchase from us, they install it themselves. It was designed for a homeowner to install, and that reduces the cost of a solar battery-based solar system by anywhere from a third to a half. The second thing is you get a 30% federal tax credit, and then off the whole purchase price. And then the other thing is that it reduces how much energy you purchase from the electric company. So you would have things like your refrigerator, your freezers, your lights and fans and small air conditioners, those sort of things, computers, all plugged into it. And it would use the solar during the day and then use the grid when it's available at night to keep the batteries charged. So it works automatically. It's the one preparation item that helps pay for itself over about 10-year period.
Tom, how long do the solar panels last on average?
Good question. They will last you a lifetime. Today's the Tier 1 panels today, they will produce 80% of their rated power after 25 years of use, so they'll last you well over 50 years. There's no maintenance, you don't have to clean them, and they withstand baseball size hail. So
there's a car windshield.
Yeah, so they'll survive when your roof doesn't and your car gets all dinged up from hail. So they really are. You're effectively buying your electricity now while the dollar's worth a fair amount, and saving your energy bills in the future.
Okay. Folks, in case you joined us late, we're talking with Tom Brennan. The website is portablesolarllc.com. This is one of our new sponsors and advertisers, and I have not personally used this product, but I'm very interested in it, and I think that sometime here in the near future I'm going to have to purchase one because, as I was saying, my electric bills can get out of hand, and I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm being siphoned by neighbors or whatnot because of the price. And any little bit of savings helps. This system will pay for itself over time by the money you save with the on your bills. Tom, can you tell people who might have questions? Can you give out information, maybe your phone number and email that people could, if they do have questions or inquiries, can contact you?
Oh, sure. Actually, it's even easier than that. They can go to portablesolarllc.com, and there's a pop-up window where they can get a free consultation from us. We help them try and figure out how many panels and batteries they would need to run their appliances when they're off-grid. But it's just a bonus that it helps pay for itself when the grid is there. So, and when we give away free presentations, free videos, you know, the more educated you are, the better decision you will come to. And, ours is a professionally designed system that we sell to professional solar installers as well. They like it because they can install it very quickly.
Yeah, that's one of the, definitely one of the pros of this product is that, as you said, you get a 30% federal tax credit when you purchase it, but it's also easy enough to understand where you can install yourself and maintenance. How's the maintenance? You said you don't need to clean the panels. Is there any other regular maintenance that is needed on this?
No, the batteries last about 10 years and or more, and then the electronics last about that or more, and also because we design it and build it, we can repair it if some capacitor goes out or a fan over the long term. So we designed it to be as super simple as and automatic to be friendly for people that don't understand a lot about solar or electronics and electrical things.
Yeah. Folks, again, Tom Brennan is our guest. PortableSolarLLC.com is the website. Check it out. You can go there. You can educate yourself about battery-based solar solutions. There, they have a number of visuals, solar energy systems, which is right for you. That's on their website as well. And also, you can see the video of EMP facts versus myths and then put to the test. You can watch the solar EMP testing right on their website, PortableSolarLLC.com. Again, this is a company that is a sponsor of our show, and they can help you with you purchasing one of these systems will save you a bunch of money on your electricity. You can run things off the grid in case there's power outages, and it is basically, aside from changing the batteries, maintenance free. Tom, thank you so much for coming on. We're gonna have you guys come on again for another segment to get into this a little bit more.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You have a great night. Again, PortableSolarLLC.com is the website. We have a debut guest coming up next, James Earls. His website, jameserls.com. You can go there or go to Hagman Report and read his biography. We're going to get into a number of constitutional, biblical information with Mr. Earls after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. And fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.